Jalnath Canal was sworn in by President Ram Baran Yadav at a ceremony in the capital, Kathmandu, on Sunday. He was chosen by Parliament on Thursday last, 7 months and 17 attempts after the last government resigned, because of pressure from the Maoists, a former rebel group which joined mainstream politics and is now the largest party in Parliament. In fact, Canal's party received the support of the Maoists and now faces the challenge of restoring the peace process that ended the Maoist insurgency.
The support they gave to the United Marxist-Leninists was on conditions that they will follow toward their line.
Bishop Anthony Sharma is apostolic vicar in Nepal. He says that the main obstacle to the formation of the government is not only the allocation of key positions, but its main challenge is that it will have to decide the fate of thousands of former Maoist fighters who are still in camps and oversee the writing of a new constitution.
We are just hoping that as they expect important portfolios, not all the important portfolios will go to them. And if they does, then we don't know.
Despite these challenges, Bishop Sharma says the Nepalese people can now once again begin to look to the future with some hope for change. I'm Eimear McCarthy.